Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hi, can you tell me what you are customer support of?
We just supply for online vendors. Do you have a charge on your account?
Well, I hope not, but yeah, I was getting a mixer through a KitchenAid mixer through Amazon, and then all of a sudden, through Bitehub Natural Wellness Routine, it switched over. And when I hit the thing that said, I hit no thank you, I don't want this, it said, thank you, you'll get a monthly thing for this CBD product. So, and 21 days free. So I thought, uh-oh, better call right away. Let's get this taken care of.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
97080.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
First name is Nancy. Last name is Lunsford. Lunceford.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
250 Southeast Liberty Court, Gresham, Gresham, Oregon, 97080.
Thank you. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I do see here where you did take a survey to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
Yes, so that wasn't a scam then, right? Or was it? Tell me honestly. It's early.
No, ma'am. When you said, what did it tell you after that? You said it said about talking about CBD.
Yes. Free 21 day. It just flipped right over as soon as I put my credit card number in it, and I hit, the $2 chipping thing, and then it went right over to the CBD free 21 days. And then when I hit the no thank you, I'm not interested, it went to the next page that said, thank you. We thank you for enrolling. We'll get the monthly plan.
For a CBD?
Yes.
I don't see anything about that. I'm not sure why it told you that.
Well, it did say that. It said I was now involved in a monthly plan, and I don't want a monthly plan on anything. So,
Yes, ma'am.
do I have a monthly plan on a mixer?
No, ma'am.
I don't need a mixer every month
No, all right. So basically, okay, this is what you have. Okay, you put your information, you take a survey, it's an entry to win a mixer. But the monthly plan is not for CBD, it's for a Bitehub subscription to a meal planning app. I'm not sure why you receive information about CBD.
either.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was like,
Okay.
a CBD? No, ma'am, it's not for that.
Okay, so a meal planning thing. That didn't pop up. That's weird.
It didn't?
No. No, I wish it would have, but no, it didn't. So what's this meal planning thing?
Yeah, basically it's like an app that you would download. Just say like if you wanted to lose weight, you know how they have those app trackers where you would like track different recipes, foods you're eating and calories, just to, keep you on a track if you're trying to lose weight.
Okay, and now how much does this cost me?
No, that if you wanted to get that's $59.89 a month.
And is this did I press this and I got this now for $59.89 a month?
Yeah, whenever you put your information in for the mixer, it automatically enrolls you into that.
Oh, so that's the trick then. Okay, so how do I get out of it? Cancel the mixer then.
Right. Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
At $20 a month? No, I don't
All
need
right.
to lose weight. I mean, I'm
She said, I
very
don't do
underweight.
anything. Oh, well, I
No.
guess you don't need that then.
No. So let's cancel the whole thing. I knew there was something about this thing.
No, you're fine. I'll cancel it out once I go.
So this cancels the whole mixer and the losing weight meal
Yes.
plan. Oh, good. No.
She said, I don't
No,
need to lose weight.
no, no, no. I already went through that. I already lost 135 pounds, so don't need to do
Oh, what did you do?
that. Oh, I had the bariatric surgery, so.
Oh, okay.
And then I had the nip and tuck and all that
Oh,
skin taken
Lord.
away. So I'm okay now. I don't need any food.
Well, you're right about that. If you had all that done, you are fine.
No, I just need money to pay it off, so don't need any money coming out.
Yeah, because I'm sure you probably owe quite a bit.
Oh, yes. But it was worth it, believe
I
me.
bet it was.
Now I just don't have any clothes.
Yeah, you probably got to buy all new clothes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Can't fit into anything. But that's okay. I'm not
But that's okay.
complaining.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't be complaining either. I'd be ready to go get me some new clothes and go shopping.
I know, because they're so dang expensive.
I know. Everything has went up, all the clothes and everything.
And now when you go buy a pair of jeans, they're when I used to wear jeans, when I could fit into jeans, they weren't slashed open, you know? They weren't with holes in them. There were holes because you got holes in them. They weren't holes because you bought them new with holes in them, you know? I'm not buying stuff with slashed holes in them. I can't believe it. Oh, gosh. I'm so old.
Well, I'm sure they probably got like regular, like you like probably like the a Lee jeans or Levi's, like just the regular
Yes.
jeans.
Well, yes. I'm not going to wear stuff that looks like an old, like I used to have to wear, you know, hand-me-downs because you're just so big that nothing fits. So, yeah, I can't believe people wear stuff like that. Oh, it's terrible. I want to say, gosh, I'll give you a sewing needle. Go fix it. And it's expensive to buy stuff like that. It just kills me. God. Here I go again.
What is here you go? I mean, yeah, you're right. Because I'm serious. When I went to look at some jeans, like the nice ones were like $60, $70. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I know. I was like, dang.
And they're not hemmed, they're all frayed at the bottom. And the knees are all ripped out, and the thighs are all ripped out. It's just gross. Yeah, it's nuts. And on sale, they're $60. There's no way. Yeah, no, it's terrible. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks that. It's just awful. So, but I'm
You're
not gonna.
right.
It's ridiculous. Just, it's just, yeah. So,
You're
it's
right.
fair.
Well,
Yeah,
probably
I
go to
think.
some of those thrift stores. You know, people say that they have like new stuff in there, like that's cheap.
That's a good idea. I never thought about that. Oh, that's a good idea. Probably the new stuff that people don't want because it doesn't have any holes in it.
You got that right.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Isn't that something? Huh. I'll
You're
bet.
right. I mean, I don't, but part of what I'm saying, like, but my sister said now, like in the big cities, like you know, like people that have money and stuff, like you know, they'll take their stuff, you know, like
Yeah.
new stuff or whatever, and it's like a really nice name brand stuff you can get for cheap.
Yes.
And you know, so hey, that's a deal.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I live in the wrong city for that, but yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. I don't know about Oregon. Do they have like celebrities and stuff there?
Well, no, they're all leaving because of all the fighting and all the stuff that we've had going on downtown. Nobody wants to come here. Everybody's leaving. Businesses have all closed. We used to have a lot, but no, everybody's left. All the big businesses have left. All the because of all the. I'm sure you've seen it on the news and stuff. So we used to, and they would wear one thing to one big thing, one big gala, and then they would put it in the store because it couldn't be seen twice, at a red carpet in the same outfit. And then you could go and buy it. Yeah, that would be perfect. To have their picture in the paper with or they don't have papers anymore.
You got that right.
Their picture on the internet, with the same pants or dress or pantsuit or whatever. Yeah, they couldn't have that happen, so they'd have to sell it. So, yeah. Wow, that's a good idea. I'd have to go to Seattle or LA or something. San Francisco, that's closer. Well, shucks. Oh, well. So, did you cancel the whole thing then?
Yeah, you want to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, just in case.
You're right about that. Just keep it. I mean, I'll send it to your email so you'll have it there as well.
Okay. Okay, go.
Right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. The number is going to be 920
920.
566
566.
746.
746. Okay, you get nothing for free, huh?
You got that
Well, I hope I don't have to get any CBD in the mail.
Oh,
God.
look, at least you can use it if you get anxiety.
Yeah, I can start baking it and selling it or something. I don't know.
You probably could.
And yeah, there you go.
Look, a lot of people got anxiety, trust me.
Yeah, there you go. Farmer's market every Saturday. Here I go. I'm get some new brownies.
That would be a good idea to put it in the brownie.
That's right. Why not? I could have a new a new thing going, right?
Look, make sure you put some caramel drizzle on top.
Yeah, there you go. You get some s'mores going,
Yes, that would be honestly, I'm serious. That probably would sell like seriously.
Oh, I'm sure, and they'd be lining up coming back. Oh, God, that's a thought. I'll think about that.
I'm serious. Like, you'd be surprised. That probably would actually work.
Yeah, probably would. That's what's scary. Somebody found out about it, I'd be in big trouble. Oh, God, I don't want to spend my retirement in jail.
No, they can't do anything to you about that. That's your own. That's just like people that sell food and stuff. I mean, like, they can't do anything about you selling food. That's your own personal thing. I mean,
I
that's
know.
not illegal.
They'll find something. They always find something, right? Oh, it was an ounce over. Oh, God. It was just a hair over. Right?
I know, God, I would be like really scared.
Yep, but that's what would they do?
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah, people are just horrible.
I know, and it's getting crazier.
It
That I'll
is.
stay in my own lane, thank you. Right?
Gotta find something to do to make it these days.
I know. Gosh, no kidding.
I'm
Really.
serious.
Where are you guys at? I'm just curious. Yes.
I'm in Huntsville.
Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. You're way over there.
I am way long ways from you.
Oh, wow.
A long ways.
Yes, you are. So it's already, like, after lunch there.
Yes. Yeah, it's like 12. after 12. It's like 12:04 here. What's the time is it there?
10:04.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm sorry. 9:04.
Oh, my God. It's early.
Yeah. I'm still in my jammies. That's why I didn't read this thing. I'm still in bed. That is just going through my phone here.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice place to be, still in the bed.
Yeah. I got to get up and get my coffee, then maybe I would have read the CBD thing right.
You
okay.
Got that right. Yeah, you probably would have once you had that coffee.
Yes, I know. Well, thank you for saving me.
You are definitely welcome anytime.
I appreciate it. Well, you have a wonderful day and happy Easter.
All right, you too. Well, happy Easter and you have a great day as well.
Thank you so much.
Are you so welcome? Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.